Likely in a prayer meeting, but I got some information for you. If you cannot function in it, don't criticize it. The Spirit of God spoke to me 10 things while we were praying, and they're derived from a most unlikely prayer meeting scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Because the people of God are going to have to understand that God is a good God and that He wants to help you in every aspect of your life. I think the church has been held back. God called me to bring some things to the church that the average minister would not say out of his mouth. You see what Deuteronomy 8:18 says. That's God's word, isn't it? All right. Now, you might want to write some of these things down. I might put them on the board. I don't know. But you might want to write some of these things down. We're going to finish praying. The first thing he says is unfolding the mysteries of angels. I'm unfolding the mysteries of angels. The second thing, here we go, we're in prayer meeting. He says there are financial earthquakes on the way. Falling into the soul's hand. Falling into the soul's hand. Number three, wealth transfers are at the door. The doors are open by tithe and offering and seed sowing. See, the average minister won't tell you this at a prayer meeting. Number four, you can't be ashamed of sowing nor of receiving. You can't be ashamed of sowing nor receiving. Now, we got people in the ministry have received large sums of money. I ain't talking about no $15,000. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands. These are sold, and they have received, and you're supposed to receive too. Step into the power of being a releaser and a receiver. Now, I learned from Fred Price, 25 years ago, about sowing. And I started following him in sowing. And that's what took me out of the world system. I want all the members of this church to be taken out of the world system of financing. I'm awakening you to the supernatural in all forms of your life. I'm awakening you into the supernatural in all forms of your life. Don't let salary take the place of supernatural money. And a lot of Christians have settled for the salary. But yet in the word, God is telling them how to have wealth transfers all the time. You have the church against you? Because a lot of ignorance is in the church about God's will here. But as you see, your finances is about God's covenant. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me give you a few of them. It's time to wear your wealth belt. And then he says, number nine, I'm ready to turn financial angels loose. Listen to this last one. I know you didn't get them all. I'll try to get them to print them out. But we got to pray a few minutes over this because this in a prayer meeting and come on about finance. A lot of people might drop off now, you know, because they're so spiritual. You listen to the last one, it's very important. I'm about to turn many into ownership. If you have a mortgage, you don't own it. So that seems he's talking about debt cancellation. You don't have to see how. Stop looking. Keep believing. And keep following God's instruction. Are you following me? So along that line, I'll try to get them printed up there, but y'all start praying along that line to release some of these things that the church, you know, this church is called to lead the whole world into financial freedom. When I was in that supermarket, he gave me money coming. That's what he was doing, and I preach it all over the world. And many, many ministries and many individuals have been set free. A lot of people owning their homes and owning their business now because they're following that. Wealth transfer is about to, he told me the other day, money cometh wears a wealth transfer and anointing. And so in November, I'll probably teach along that line. All right, y'all start praying again. Somebody come get this, one of your children come get this. All right, now you don't have to. You can take the thing, but can you understand and read and write? All right, take them back to prayer. And